The following programming contains adult material and listener discretion is advised. We, material and characters are completely fictional, and we hope you enjoy the show.
This is a test of the emergency humor system. This is only a test. If this had been an actual humorous broadcast, you would have been informed where to tune in your area for a complete list of members of the New York Philharmonic. This is only a test.
KCUF, Big Blue, Wyoming.
Good evening. This is Randy Moser for KCUF Radio. Tonight's first feature programming is a brand new production from the KCUF Players.
Tonight, a KCUF production, Star Horrors.
Star Horrors, nothing but Star Horrors. We love the Star Horrors, da 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 da.
The Empire Comes Back, starring Cherry Fisher as Princess Late Orgasma. As the last survivor of the planet No Clothes On, she sets out to revive the race single-handedly. Bruce LaFlame as Luke Streetwalker. Raised on an all-male outpost, he came in search of greater adventure with the rebel forces. And Studley Moore as Han Solo, the owner and operator of the Millennium Come-On, with equipment and experience to take you anywhere you want to go.
Not so long ago, in a galaxy not far enough away, a small rebel therapy group fights a hopeless battle against the oppressive forces of the moral majority. As episode 69 unfolds, a small spacecraft carrying the Princess Late Orgasma is being pursued by the battle cruiser Abstinence.
Doesn't this hunk of tin go any faster, Han Solo?
It's not as fast as you are, Princess Orgasma, but the Millennium Come-On is the fastest spaceship in the galaxy.
We must contact only one Kanabi. He is our only hope.
Why do they call him Only One, Late?
Well, Luke Streetwalker, long ago during the Colon Wars, Only One was the greatest of the Red Eye Knights. During a battle for the dirigible system, his battleship was boarded by the forces of Darth Vibrator, that evil fiend pursuing us now. While fighting a lightsaber duel with Darth's lieutenant, Vodka Enema, Kanabi suffered a dreadful wound. Since that day, he's been known as Only One.
That's all well and good, Princess, but Kanabi can't help us now. Streetwalker, you and Shoot Backwards the Nookie get up to the guns and blow those bastards off our tails.
Right, Hans. The Force will be with us.
Poor misguided kid. Orgasma, you've been dying to get into my pants this entire trip, and here's your chance. The Come-On has a computerized autopilot, and it should take the kid and the Nookie a good 10 minutes to blast the skies clear. Come here and let me introduce you to the real force in the galaxy.
Tune in again next week when you'll hear Princess Late Orgasma say,
I have a bad feeling about this.
Now, an amazing offer from KCUF Enterprises. Yes, you can have your own Randy Moser dartboards. Randy Moser, the DJ you love to hate, on a high-quality, polished styrene-backed, full-color dartboard. Perfect for your game room, or work, or study areas. Screw up a shot in pool? Let Randy have it. Physics giving you trouble again? Wipe that stupid grin off Randy's face. For a mere $5.95, you can take out all your frustrations on the infamous KCUF DJ. Think of the therapeutic value and pleasure you will gain by having this amazing product in your home. The Randy Moser dartboard is not sold in stores. Beware of cheap imitations put out by his parents. Yes, just $5.95 will obtain hours of entertainment and relief from the tensions of the day. The Randy Moser dartboard. Get yours today so Randy can get his tomorrow. To obtain your very own Randy Moser dartboard, call 314-555-1212. Operators are standing by, on duty now. Call 314-555-1212. Or save COD and handling charges by writing Randy Moser Dartboards in care of KCUF Enterprises, 69 Hot Trot Hollow, Big Boob, Wyoming, 08802.
What is this stuff? I go to the bathroom for a few minutes, what do I hear on the radio? I mean, really, dartboards about me, man. You ever try to take a crap and they're talking about dartboards at you? And besides, my parents' dartboards are excellent quality. I mean, they're probably better than the ones they put out. Jeez. Anyway, we go now live to Big Boob Wyoming's Garden Club Convention. Hello? I believe they'll be starting any minute now. At least you're supposed to be.
Can I have your attention, please?
Hey, Dummy wants to talk.
Okay, I just want to announce the Subcommittee on Fertilizers has come to an alternative to the high cost of fertilizer. We have drafted a letter in the form of a chain letter. When you get this, put your name at the bottom of the list and pass it on to 5 more interested parties. On the first Sunday of the month, go to the person's house whose name is at the top of your letter and crap on his lawn. Don't be surprised if you're not alone, because if everything works right, there should be about 320 other people doing the same thing. To make the project more worthwhile, please eat Mexican, Chinese, or soul food on Saturday. In about 3 months, your turn will come up, and by that time, about 3,000 people should flock to your yard and drop approximately 4 tons of manure on your yard. And all you have to do is rake it out.
Well, that was quite interesting. Different, but interesting. Matter of fact, I'm a member of that club. I wonder whose lawn I'll get the crap on first. I hope it's that lady with that dang hutch. Anyway, here's our commercial message.
Are Tiger and your leg becoming intimate friends? Is he keeping later hours? Does a little ball of string seem to interest him? Well, don't frustrate your feline. Use kitty condoms. Due to popular demand to provide the same easy-to-apply protection made available to canines by Doggy Diaphragms, Lieutenants has developed new kitty condoms. For obvious reasons, Lieutenants has bypassed the demand-side solution for cats and concentrated on the supply side. Now Tagger can get down and still get a load off his mind. Kitty Condoms by Lieutenants. Magnifying glass not included.
And now in a sad note on a report out from Rotsy Rob. We have no report from Rotsy Rob this week. Nothing has been heard from poor Rotsy since his last broadcast last week. We'll try to keep you up to date on anything we hear. What's that noise? It must be one of those damn Sarah Springfield things again, I betcha. Yep, there it is. Damn things.
Has anybody shaken your tree recently? Hi, this is Sarah Springfield, coming to you from the land of opportunity. You know, it's never too late to join us for an educational encounter. Maybe you felt hesitant about coming because you actually enjoy suffering through those long hours of mind work. Well, your curriculum here could include such intellectual courses as physics and calculus, but I guarantee you, you won't be bored by the homework. In calculus and analytical geometry, you'll explore a variety of techniques of integration, a few of which even Newton himself never even dreamt of. The course is divided into two parts, beginning with lecture, then breaking off into groups of two or three for private tutorial sessions. The first semester of physics includes intensive research in such thrilling topics as simple harmonic motion, though I hope it's hard for you. The labs are always open, and there's always a graduate teaching assistant ready and able to help you find that maximum moment of inertia. Now, I know that this weekend won't be a good weekend for you to come here. After all, it is a party weekend, and I know that the only reason you even bother to stay there at all is for the beer. Well, this one time only, our school will have representatives on your campus, myself included, busily and avidly recruiting new students to fill a few vacancies in some new positions just invented on our campus. And, as a special service to all my listeners out there, I've compiled a list of at least 100 of my friends and associates that will be interviewing on your campus this weekend. I will be accepting calls at 555-1212, and the first 100 of you to call will receive a name and phone number. Maybe even mine. So you can give the recruiter a call and you'll have priority sign up for one of the private, personal interviews. Otherwise, you'll just have to grab one of the recruiters when she's available. But be careful how you grab her. Now, all of you that want to be seduced, this one's for you. Thank you.
to be seduced. Want a woman to take me out to dinner for two. Like to see her eyes get moody. Flirting with the thought of what flirting ought to do. Like to be real cool. Let her think about getting better.
Another one of Sarah's typically horrible, horrid pieces of junk. I mean, really. I think we had to start a boycott the Sarah Springfield movement here in Big Boob, Wyoming campus. I mean, really. I don't want to see any this party weekend. I don't want to see any of my KCUF fans out there with a Sarah Springfield recruiter. I mean, those people disgust me, man. Well, anyway, now to pay for the raise I just got, a commercial message.
Hello, my children. Have you often wished to attain the eternal bliss and peace displayed by a Zen master? But you haven't found the time to spend the years studying under a boring old man on the top of a cold mountain in Tibet? Well, I, the Maharishna Muni, have developed a short course that not only is entertaining, but does not waste your time. For only a few hours a week, you can obtain a level of mellow that takes others years to develop. And if you're ready for the ultimate, you can become a Dalai Lama. Yes, you can be the high man himself with only an investment of $49.95. Instead of some massive trek up a cold mountain or swim in a stream, you can take one of my Blue Karma supplements. This, supplemented by my consciousness expanders, and this, the final formula that will leave you smiling with a pleasant buzz going through your mind, you can reach the ultimate heights. Remember, mental oblivion doesn't have to be difficult. Now I would like you to meet one of my graduates, Billy Joe Willie Mohammed Wong, the Dalai Lama of Plainsview, Texas.
Thank you, Maharishna. I used to be just a regular old lonely elementary school janitor until I read your advertisement in a matchbook cover. I took your course, and now here I am, the Dalai Lama of Bent County. I have people coming from all over the place bringing me presents and offerings. Well, I recommend this course to anyone who'd like to move in high circles.
Remember, for inner peace, contact any Maharishi Muni representative at the nearest international airport.
And now, KCUF's roving reporter, George Guy, asks innocent pedestrians, how do you spell relief? This ascertainment was recorded several weeks ago.
Pardon me, sir. How do you spell relief?
F-A-R-T.
Okay, well, here comes another young man. Pardon me, sir. How do you spell relief?
B-I-G-S-H-I-T.
How about that? Let's ask this elderly woman. Pardon me, ma'am. How do you spell relief?
E-N-E-M-A, Sonny.
Okay, lady. Now, let's see what this little boy has to say. Hi, son. How do you spell relief?
R-O-S-Y-P-A-L-M.
Thank you. And, sir, how do you spell relief?
U-R-I-N-A-T-E.
Well, thank you. And here's Rotsy Rob. Rob, how do you spell relief?
D-E-A-D-G-O-O-K-S.
Thank you, Rob. And, sir, how do you spell relief?
Oh, hi there. Nice shirt you're wearing. How about G-E-O-R-G, George?
Thank you. Very interesting. Well, if it isn't Mr. Purvey, let's see what he has to say. Hello, Mr. Purvey. How do you spell relief?
Y-O-U-N-G-B-O-Y-S-A-N-D-G-I-R-L-S. Do you have a little sister?
Thank you, Mr. Purvey. Here comes our favorite radio personality, Randy Moser. Randy, after a tough day in the studio, how do you spell relief? Hey, sounds great. Don't mind if I join you.
Our thanks goes out to George Guy for that interesting report. Funny, though, I don't quite remember that interview. Oh, well. And now, KCUF is proud to present this week's Mystery Theater.
Tonight, on Mystery Theater, 22nd Warning.
White has the ball. He's cutting across to the 6, to the 8. He's hit by Ostrowski. Ostrowski dragging him down. He's out to the 12-yard line. Notre Dame holds him there. It's going to be 3rd down and 3 as USC goes back into the huddle. They're coming out now. Johnson's the quarterback. He fades back. He looks to the left. Lewin cuts across the middle to Smith. Smith receives the ball deep in Notre Dame. He's down to the 40, to the 30, to the 10. He's tackled there by Johnson.
Tune in next week when you'll hear the UCLA quarterback ask,
"Hey, Ruth, how much time remaining?"
20 seconds.
KCUF, Big Boob, Wyoming.
Frank, the head of Mofco Industries came in today from New York to inspect our facilities.
That's great. This could be our big boost.
But wait, the plans to stay in town tonight. What will we do?
Oh no, the cops just closed down the last escort service in town. Wait, I know. We'll call Female Excess. They'll provide quality, dependable service.
The next day,
the inspection was a success all around, thanks to Female Excess.
Female Excess, when he absolutely, positively has to be there overnight, serves major cities in the continental United States.
Well, I think I've paid for my raise for this week, So, this ends this broadcast of KCUF Radio. Be sure to tune in next week at 6:30 on Thursday when KCUF Radio comes back on the air. By the way, was it good for you too?
This has been a test of your sense of humor. If you found anything hilarious or irreligious of the preceding broadcast, please contact the Moral Majority.
The preceding program was written and produced by the KCUF Players. All characters and places within are completely fictional, and any similarities are completely coincidental. The management apologizes to anyone who feels offended by this programming.